When it isn't a perfect learning environment, then it's difficult for students to learn if there are too many people, too many students in classes, if they don't have the facilities. I know that they provide specialised programmes and they want to provide extracurricular opportunities. They can't do that properly. And students need individual attention, and they also need to prepare for college and careers. So, you know, there's a lot there. So the emergency accommodation is probably the most important one now, just to deal with the issues that are there at present. And while that is there, then, you know, they can get on with the business of building a new school extension as well. So I'm just hoping that it's there on the table for a long time, and I'm hoping that the Minister for Education will address this immediately.
You just said that it's been on the table for a long time, and you have been in correspondence previously with the Education Minister on this. What has the replies, what have the replies said in the past, and the most up-to-date one? You'd imagine there must be a reason for it being on the shelf for so long, considering we do see a lot of school extensions getting the green light, and this seems to have been put on the back burner in Grange.
Yes, and what has been said before is that other schools that have been getting funding for extensions. Now I know that there was an issue with planning there, and but at the same time, like, this has been going on for so long, the Department of Education know that there is such a need. I've asked for updates directly from the Department of Education, and you know, I'm just being told that they're dealing with it, but you don't get any definitive dates, you don't get any update on information. You know, they're just saying that they're awaiting further information, it's being dealt with, and then you inquire again, and it's, you know, it's the same answer again. So I think now at this stage, you know, when stakeholders are involved as well, and, you know, I think that all our TDs need to make reps on this, and need to ask the new Minister for Education to act on this.